There are currently 3.1 million Indian Americans living in the U.S., and they are the third largest Asian minority in the U.S. after the Chinese and the people from the Philippines. Interestingly, the Indian Americans traditionally voted Democrat, but this time around many of them supported the Republican candidate. And Donald Trump actively campaigned for their vote. Listen to this campaign ad where he even talks some Hindi.
The Indian and Hindu community will have a true friend in the White House. We will defeat radical Islamic terrorism. I look forward to working with Prime Minister Modi.
Abhi Bar, Trump, Sarkar.
We love the Hindus. We love India.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Now, Shalabh Kumar, the chairman of the Republican Hindu Coalition, explained to Indian television why he supported Trump.
Trump is a businessman. He is aligned with our core principles, free enterprise. You know, he's a free enterprise businessman. Can't be anybody better than him for free enterprise. Fiscal discipline. We are optimistic and we believe that the deficit spending will go down dramatically. And it's quite possible that at the end of the first four-year term, or maybe even earlier, we may start to have balanced budgets. The third is strong family values. He is a family man. You just look at his family. And the fourth is a firm stand against terrorism.
But there are other reasons, says Kamal Chanoi, a political scientist with the Jawaharlal Nehru University in New Delhi.
Quite a few of them felt that Trump would be more friendly towards India rather than the democratic establishment. They remembered that as Secretary of State, Hillary had been important in the intervention and overthrow of the Libyan government of Muammar Gaddafi. So they saw her as a person who might even intervene in anything of India.
During the last elections, one Indian American became senator, something which may benefit ties between Washington and India. Apart from preferences of Indian Americans, India does have wider geopolitical interests that are served by better relations with Washington. It may not be a coincidence that the phone call between Trump and Modi comes exactly at the time that Washington and Beijing are stepping up their war of words about the South China Sea. I asked sinologist Srikant Kondapalli of the Indian Center for East Asian Studies in New Delhi in how far China is seen by India and the U.S. as a common enemy.
The Indian Prime Minister had invested much of his time on improving relations with the United States and also the neighborhood. He had met with Xi Jinping 3 times, but he had met with the President of the United States 5 times. With China, we have a territorial dispute and also issues related to Kashmir, where China is investing in the disputed territories. And also we have an emerging situation in the South China Sea, where we have 55% of our trade passing through, and China insists on imposing a territorial sea concept, which means that while it is confined to the military ships, it will also possibly be extended to civilian shipping in the future.
He also said that Trump may use India as a way to get closer to Russia. After all, India and Russia, and before that the Soviet Union, are close allies. In that way, a closer relation to India will benefit Trump's policy of cozying up to Moscow and at the same time creating a new ally against Beijing.